Hello again, Warren Olney, back with To The Point. After 6 months of protests, the Prime Minister of Thailand, Yingluck Shinawatra, has been ordered to step down due to charges of abusing her power. It's the latest incident to raise questions about the stability of one of America's major trading partners in Asia. Patrick Nguyen is senior Southeast Asia correspondent for the Global Post. That's a source of international news online. He joins us from Bangkok. Patrick Nguyen, great to have you on our program.
Thanks for having me.
There's nothing unusual about this in Thailand. This is not the first time an elected prime minister has been removed by the courts.
Not at all. In fact, it's becoming sort of disturbingly routine. In the past 10 years, this has happened multiple times. The voters will send someone to the prime minister's seat, and then the courts will remove them. In what a lot of people call a judicial coup. It's the conventional wisdom is that a coup with tanks rolling in the streets is unseemly and causes a lot of problems, but ridding the country of a political party through the courts is much more palatable.
What about the relationship between the courts and the army?
Well, the courts and the army sort of are part of an old guard Previously, the army would carry out full-on coups, where they would actually send tanks in the streets and remove the party in power. And the courts and the army collaborate. So now that they've stopped rolling tanks, you can see that the judges are becoming much more active in nullifying political parties that the army and the courts don't like.
What have the recent protests been about? Have they been for or against the prime minister?
They have been against the prime minister. In most places, the word coup is an ugly word, but you'll see these protesters actually using the word coup in a way to describe themselves. They've called themselves a people's coup movement, and they're set out to overthrow the government. Their utopian plan is to have an unelected council of wise men, maybe some wise women, too, running the country instead of the political network that keeps getting elected in Thailand.
What about the current prime minister, who is the first woman prime minister, as I understand it, to lead that country, and her political family?
The prime minister who was just kicked out today is named Yingluck Shinawatra. She is fairly mild-mannered in her demeanor. She's about 46. She comes from a political clan that is very powerful in Thailand, and they're known for sort of coming up against the old guard and challenging the powers that be in Bangkok. Her brother is named Thaksin Shinawatra. He is you could describe him as a mogul, and he has sat at the helm of a political network that's won every major election in Thailand for the past 10 years. In doing so, he's earned himself many enemies, and he's actually living in Dubai in self-imposed exile to avoid a corruption case against him. So if he were to go back to Thailand, he would have to go to jail.
And you call the corruption scandal that has ousted the current prime minister pretty dull.
I would say it's extremely dull. I don't even think that it would rank as it would be definitely a B-list scandal in most places. I mean, essentially, there was a police chief. The prime minister promoted him to her top national security advisor post. That cleared the way for her former brother-in-law to take the police chief gig. And that's it.
Okay. Why is this important to the United States? How significant is stability in Thailand to America's trading picture?
Well, you can think of Thailand and the U.S. As strong allies and old war buddies. Their relationship was solidified during the Vietnam War. All those bombing runs into Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos were U.S. jets launching from Thailand. And since then, and even before that, they've had very strong ties. So Thailand is considered sort of the stable linchpin in Southeast Asia, or at least it was. Now it appears increasingly chaotic. It's gripped by this battle over who gets to choose the leaders of the country. And people actually bring up the word civil war on all sides as something that could potentially happen to Thailand. It's very worrisome.
And how have those protesters in the street who opposed the government reacted to the fact that the leader has been thrown out, even though they didn't oppose her in the first place?
Well, the protesters that have been working to get rid of the prime minister, of course, are elated, but their mission isn't complete. They want to completely tear down the ruling party. So the prime minister's ruling party, it still stands. I mean, just barely. She lost a big part of her cabinet, and to really solidify their rule and to come back into power, they're going to need another election. But the protesters on the streets have a habit of sabotaging elections that appear to favor this party. So voters will go to the polls, and they might get manhandled.
Okay.
Ballot boxes have been stolen. It's kind of a mess.
Many thanks, Patrick Nguyen in Bangkok for the Global Post. Stayed up very late in order to talk with us. We much appreciate it.